This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Dominica has announced to confer its highest national honor to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Dominica Award of Honor will be bestowed to the Prime Minister in recognition of his contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between India and Dominica. President of Dominica, Sylvanie Burton, will confer the award during the upcoming India CARICOM Summit scheduled to take place in Georgetown, Guyana from 19 to 21st of this month. In accepting the offer of the award, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the importance of collaboration in tackling global challenges such as climate change and geopolitical conflicts. He affirmed India's commitment to working alongside Dominica and the Caribbean in addressing these issues. Union Minister for Donor and Communications Jyoti Raditya M. Sindhya informed that the Donor Ministry has sanctioned 456 projects in Arunachal Pradesh worth 5,275 crore rupees, with 331 projects valued at 3,284 crore rupees already completed. An additional 125 projects estimated at nearly 2,000 crore rupees are still underway. Sindhya said this while addressing a press conference in Itanagar yesterday. The union minister emphasized the center's commitment to harness Arunachal's unique advantages and tackling challenges through collaborative efforts between the state government and the Ministry of Donor. He assured that the Donor Ministry, in close coordination with CM Khandu, is focused on full implementation of these projects to leverage the state's developmental potential. The Union Minister also announced that a follow-up meeting with the Union Minister also announced that a follow-up meeting with the state government will be held in January 2025, during which progress on current action points will be reviewed with priority given to completing long-pending projects. Chief Minister Pema Khandu praised the Donor Minister's initiative as a positive step for state development. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended warm greetings to the people on the 555th Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Nanak Dev. He expressed his hope that the sacred occasion will further enrich the splendid spirit of unity in diversity within our society. Additionally, the governor has extended greetings to the people and to the tribal brothers and sisters across the nation on the occasion of the 4th Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, which marks the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He expressed his hope that the occasion will inspire all to stand resolutely for righteousness, equity and constitutional rights. State Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta chaired the State Level Bankers Committee meeting for the combined quarters ending June and September 2024 yesterday. The progress of vital social security initiatives including PM Jan Dhan Yojana, PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana was reviewed alongside recovery efforts under Baki Jai. Emphasis on the importance of regular district consultative committee meetings to address local challenges related to government loan schemes and social security programs effectively were also discussed in detail. Minister for Education P.D. Sona, along with Director ISRO Dr. Nilesh Desai, inaugurated the state's first ISRO space lab at Government Higher Secondary School Yazali yesterday. Sona praised the district administration's pioneering efforts, calling the establishment of the space lab a significant achievement for not only K.E. Panjor but also as a model for the entire state. It has paved the way for exploring the wonders of space for the young minds in the state, and that the new district is setting a good example for the whole state to follow, the minister said. Dr. Nilesh Desai, who was visiting Arunachal Pradesh for the first time, underscored the importance of exposing young learners to space science. He pointed out that India's achievements in space exploration are growing and the exposure of students to such fields will play a key role in accelerating the country's overall challenge progress. In a shocking incident, 60-year-old mentally challenged man attacked several people with a machete inside the district hospital Sepa today morning. The accused, identified as Nikam Sangbia, attacked and injured over 10 people, during which two women and a 2-year-old child were killed. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.